The Florida retirement system is touted as one of the best-funded pensions not just around the nation, but around the world.
I'm very pleased with how we're doing, and I won't dispute that. But if we wait, we could be losing some of the tools in our current toolbox that we could use to address it by making minimal changes now.
That's Republican Representative Jason Broder. He's the architect of a proposal that narrows down the state's current two retirement options to one, leaving new employees hired after January 1st of next year with only one choice, the state's 401k type plan known as the investment plan. It's also the least popular plan for current employees, with only 25% opting into it. Some critics of the plan worry how the proposal could impact future recruitment. Lisa Henning with the Fraternal Order of Police says it's already starting to affect law enforcement agencies across the state.
The changes are already hitting Alachua County in a hard way. They are losing law enforcement officers just at the talk of their pension system being changed. They are losing them to Denver. It's not a nice thing to hear that law enforcement officers across this state are being recruited from other states because they will take our certification.
Others worry about the bill's financial impact, which is not yet known, but that didn't stop Broder from calling their proposal up for a vote, which upset many critics of the plan, like Gary Rainey, the president of the Florida Professional Firefighters.
We really don't know what the cost is going to be at this point. I've heard the explanations that we're going to get to that, and I'm sure you will. But it's a little bit disconcerting to think that you would vote on and pass a bill out of committee not knowing that information.
Lawmakers commissioned a study last month to look into the bill's financial impact, but the results are not yet in. And Democratic Representative Irv Slaugsburg says it's, quote, nonsense to move forward on a bill that has no concrete numbers.
This was not a workshop. This is ram it down everyone's throat. We don't have any numbers, Irv. We don't have any actuarial studies. You know, they'll all be coming. But by the time they come, they'll be moving it to the next committee and the next committee and the next committee. We're not fools. This is just a cost shift. And my advice is find someone else's pocket to pick. Leave our workers alone. And let's all vote against this bill. It's the right thing to do. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you.
But Republican Representative Rich Workman defended Broder's decision to vet the bill during the House Government Operations Subcommittee. He's a supporter of the plan and has spearheaded pension reform proposals of his own, including the new law requiring employees to contribute 3% toward retirement.
Although there's been some comments that we're early, we're ahead of the actuarial study, I get that, but this is a way to get this bill worked a lot longer. If we wait, we're looking at into session, and then we'll be accused of ramming this bill through the system very quickly at the end.
All parties agree the bill still has a long way to go. And while all Republicans on the panel support the bill, some, like Representative Frank Artiles, says he's still left with a lot of questions.
How does it affect our retirees, our current and the ones that are going to retire very soon? How does it affect the state's obligations? How much is it going to cost to shore it up? How does it affect our special risk categories? These are all questions that are very important. Unfortunately, the report is not in our hand. And with that said, I will support this moving forward, but the caveat is that I want answers to these very important questions.
The measure passed along party lines, but Democrats opposed in the House Government Operations Subcommittee Thursday. This only allows the bill to gain committee sponsorship, and a proposed committee bill still needs to be filed. While the bill is moving forward, the committee's chair, Broder, says he still wants to sit down with everyone and go over their concerns, adding that the results of the study to look at the financial impact will be very important. The study is expected to be completed by February 15th. For WFSU-FM, I'm Sasha Kortner.